Good morning, A-Town Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 945. If you're just tuning in, it's the second day update. Who's on the line?
What's up, Jock, man? Cuz, it's D-Lo, man. Your cousin.
Not D-Lo.
Your cousin, but you know, since you my...
All right, D-Lo. We got it. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
We good. How you? What you need?
I'm good, man. I was calling about second day update.
Oh, you have somebody you're trying to get back in contact with?
Yeah. It's actually, I'm I think it should, everything should be still good, man. I'm upbeat. I feel good right now. I've been talking to this chick for a little while now.
Okay, so how long have you guys been dating?
Man, this is our first time going out on a date. We went to the Hawks game. Hawks game. It wasn't the best date, but the tickets still cost. I paid for them.
Of course.
Had a good time. But we kicked it. We kicked it real tough. We laughed a lot. The Hawks lost. That was probably the only people who took an L, I thought.
So, obviously, you enjoyed her company. Did you feel like you did anything to rub her the wrong way? Do you have any idea why she's not answering the phone?
Well, I might have an idea, but I'm not really sure that's the problem because it wasn't a problem at the time.
Like what?
Don't tell us we like to be in suspense. Come on, let's get her on the phone.
So, what's her name?
Miriam.
Okay, Miriam. All right, we're going to get Miriam on the phone, of course. You've heard the second date update before. You can't say anything until we bring you in. Deal?
Deal.
All right.
Oh, Lord. Here we go, JLC.
Man, we could have just cut the call short because he was going to tell us what the hell went wrong.
Okay, and if you have an idea, what do you know what
Shawty,
you did, fool?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Miriam, please?
This is she.
Hey, Miriam. Are you busy? Do you have a moment to talk, sister?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Young Jock. Mo Quick and Shouter from the Streets Morning Takeover right here at Streets 945.
Okay. FM is the radio station.
All right.
We're good. Okay, so look, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and a gentleman called us up and said that he had been trying to court you for some time, and you guys only went out on like a date, and he said that, you know, you kind of fell off or fell back, and he hasn't heard from you, and he was hoping that he can continue the process of building with you. Are you familiar with a gentleman by the name of D-Lo?
Oh, don't say it like that. What happened?
Okay, so he took me to a basketball game. The day was going pretty cool, whatever. After the game, he asked if he stopped somewhere. And I'm like, sure, okay, whatever. I didn't think anything of it. So he decides to cut his Uber app on and decides to start pulling rides on the way to dropping me off at home.
You're lying.
What?
Exactly. Yeah,
he took you to his job.
so he decides to pick up two passengers on the way to dropping me off. And one of the passengers ended up having to go to the wrong address. Keep in mind, I have to be at work at 4:00 in the morning. So it's already late. Long story short, he decides to pick these passengers. One of the passengers ended up going to the wrong address or getting lost or whatever the situation may be. But it ended up taking my ride home. Dropping me off, it took an hour.
You could have went to Macon.
Yeah.
So, oh, Lord. What did you sit at when these other people was getting in the car?
I was in the front seat. And it was crazy. I couldn't even say anything. Like, every time I tried to say anything, he would stop me in the middle of my conversation. Like I'm one of the passengers. Like, he was treating me like a passenger instead of his date.
Oh, my God. He is a mess. Child, listen, we actually had this fool on the line. D-Lo, are you serious? Why did you call us?
Hold on. Wait a minute. So hold up. That was wrong?
Boy, you knew.
Listen. Y'all got to feel me, man.
Nope.
Listen. First of all, I asked her, can I pick up some people? Can I make a stop? Can I do? I didn't say pick up some people.
Oh, that made it right because you asked her.
I asked because you make a few stops. Now, in my head, I'm thinking we're going to stop by the corner store.
Right.
Or, I mean, I'm thinking of a stop, not you dropping off people and
not you. Not you turning your app on and getting on the clock.
You a hustler, right? You a hustler, right?
Wow. Yep.
Right.
All right. Hey, you never had a moment where it's money out there to be made, and your lady with you, and she riding with you and you making what? That quick money real quick.
I have,
and
but
y'all
but
enjoying y'all.
I have,
I
but
she would enjoy the fact that I was a hustler.
Calm down.
Out, brother? No. See this. See. Here's the difference in the situation, young man. D-Lo. You asked me if I've been with my lady. Now, with my lady here, yeah, she understand. This ain't your
That's
lady
not
yet.
Your lady, fool.
This somebody you trying to turn into your lady, fool.
We kicked it like she was my lady. She was up under me like she was my lady.
D-Lo, get your money. M-O-B, man. Remember what Pop said, M-O-B, bruh.
Okay, both of y'all gonna be SOL if y'all keep trying to MOB.
Wow.
Listen, D-Lo, that's not cool, sir. That's not classy. You shouldn't do it.
Ask her who paid for everything.
Oh my God.
Okay, so listen, D-Lo, we're gonna go ahead and ask.
Okay, Miriam, then. Don't knock me for my hustle.
Miriam, if possible, is it any way possible that we can get a second date for D-Lo, you and him?
You know what? He paid for everything, yeah, but, you know, that was a big turnoff for me. I'll do a second date, but just don't take any more rides with me. Like,
okay, you don't got to be a passenger, even though you're a passenger.
Shut up.
Well, at least it turned out pretty cool. That is,
y'all,
man.
Y'all crazy.
A-Town second date update was a success today. D-Lo will be getting another opportunity to go out and try to court.
I appreciate that, man.
Marion, we got you, brother. That's why we do this. Everyone, we change lives. One call at a time. A-Town, y'all call us up 404-352-0945 and keep it locked where you got it. Number one in the streets is Streets 94.5.